Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws May out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Melton reaches second base with a double. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio throws to second for one, and Alomar throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Robinson moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch runs for Pete Ward. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Bill Melton now playing third base. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 2 in the game. Horland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is hit by the pitch. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.